This is Adam Nutter.
And this is Greg Trout.
And we're Nerds with Words, and you are listening to the BS Podcast Network.
I think you're thinking about it too much, Robert. I think we should just start recording the podcast, and we'll see how it goes.
All right, let me bring up all my links here.
Does that bother you? Does it bother you just to see how it goes?
Sometimes.
I feel like sometimes I might as well just be doing a podcast with Kelly because she's so type A. She's more like you than I am like her. Like, it just...
I'm not a control freak.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 42 from Monday, November 20th, 2017.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. Also, Robert and I's love for scaring the shit out of our loved ones.
We'll talk about some of our favorite things we like to eat for Thanksgiving, settle some food arguments, and of course, a crazy news story.
I feel like we're just like a broken record, like, fuck this week. Like, work
this
sucks.
Week has been unbearable.
Life is hard. Blah, blah, blah. Like, obviously, at this point, I think everybody's kind of figured out this is just like our escape from a lot of this stuff. And so we just like, I feel like we should, like, we almost like have to like vent real quick, like, fuck everything. Let's do the podcast. And then like we get into it. It's just, I don't know how else to start a podcast, though.
It's hard. And I, you know, the funny thing is, too, is that some weeks we have a lot more dialogue, and some weeks when things just aren't going right or aren't going the way we plan it, we have less dialogue during the week until we actually sit down here. And it's some weeks it's almost just like a continuation of what we've been talking about. And other times it's been almost the whole week since we last spoke. So this has kind of been one of those weeks.
It's definitely been one of those weeks. Like, I think, you know, just this morning I texted you like, all right, so I got my beer. I have to be three different places today for work, and I have a short day at that. And I actually did. I was like 2:15. I'm like, all right, fuck this. I'm out of here. So I did take an early day, which was nice because I got to come home, hang out with Harrison for a little bit, and, you know, and just kind of relax a little bit before coming to. So what's nice is for me, and it usually it goes, I get home from work. We have to do baths. I have to eat dinner. And then get the kids down as soon as that happens that I'm down here. So by the time I get down here to do this podcast, I literally just have not stopped. So this was kind of nice because I kind of was able to wind down a little bit and ease into the podcast. So I'm in a much more zen-like state than I have been usually at this time.
You were able to slide right into it with a little bit more weight off your shoulders rather than, I understand that too. You kind of have that. We sit down at 8 o'clock on Thursdays typically. So today is Thursday. And you're just kind of, like you said, just going through and churning through everything you got to get done just so that you can get to this point. Yeah. So it is kind of nice. That's how my Fridays are if we do them on Fridays where I'm already home. I haven't had to drive and kind of do everything and then ease into it. But hey, no Friday available this week. So we're here. But
hey, have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't bought anything for myself just yet.
I did start mine because we know what we're getting the kids or what Santa is getting the kids. And so I just started to pick up some things. I'm like, if I get it now, I won't feel as much of an urgency to get it later. So I just started picking up some things, picked up a case for an iPad. We haven't even bought for him yet. So, you know, it's kind of getting into
Don't let him listen to this show.
Trust me. I don't let him listen to the Two Bobs. You know, maybe in 10 years when he turns 18 years old, I'll let him in on my little secret about the podcast that Uncle Robert and I have been doing for the last 10 years. We're 1,000 episodes in, you know, but,
You reminded me as soon as you said I did pick up something for Benjamin at least today, but that's it so far. The kids are kind of at that stage right now where we're not really sure exactly what to get them. Yeah. You know, the oldest, she wants a car, and I don't know when that's happening. She wants a new iPhone, but we just got the other one fixed. So there's a lot to consider. And Benjamin, he's just he likes his Nintendo Switch, and he likes to read books. So it's kind of books and maybe a game, but yeah. I think it's going to be a lot of clothes this year, probably, but we'll have to see.
Colin's getting the iPad this year just because, I mean, he's using a first-gen iPad mini right now, and it's 16 gigabytes of memory, which, you know, for you non-nerds out there, it just doesn't go very far. And then he's getting into, like, where he wants to, like, record videos and stuff of things and mess around with that, and it's missing some of the cool video editing stuff I think he'd be into that are in the newer versions of iOS. And it's just, he's constantly getting a, you know, your memory's full, can't record video message. And so I'm just like, all right, I think it's officially time to retire the first gen iPad mini. I'll sell it back to Gazelle for $20 or whatever they'll give me for it and get him a different iPad. But they're going to be having some huge sales. So I'm waiting until Black Friday. And just crossing my fingers, I don't have to go into a store to pick it up.
I think Best Buy does their Black Friday stuff online. You got to have to look and see. There might be a couple of those places that do that, because there's no way you're going to go wait in line for the 20 they've got there. But I'm pretty sure last year Best Buy did it online, because a lot of the retailers were getting flack for being open at 6 o'clock or whatever it is on Thanksgiving night, and people aren't home. So to try to offset some of that and keep people from lining up and making people actually work when they should be off. I think they did a lot of stuff online, so keep an eye out on that.
Well, that's crazy. I mean, just, you know, I feel bad for people who work in retail who have to, you know, cut their night short or just not even, you know, there's places like some of these department stores that open at like on Thanksgiving at like 6 p.m. or 8 p.m. they open up, and it seems like the Black Friday sales keep starting earlier. Before you know it, they're going to start on Halloween. You know,
that's a Black Thursday.
Yeah, so I mean, I feel bad for people who work in that environment. So hopefully, you know, the online retailers are kind of like Amazon rules the world now. So hopefully that stops. But enough serious talk. Let's talk about beer.
Hey, bartender, another beer.
I'm ready.
I am too. I already started drinking mine. I didn't pre-drink like last time. I figured. I should be a little bit more put together this week than I was, you know, about an hour into last week's episode.
Well, that was a Friday too. This being a Thursday, you're gonna have to pace yourself a little bit better.
Well, that's true, and I do have to work tomorrow. But anyway,
what you got?
I am drinking a Buffalo Sweat Oatmeal Cream Stout. It's from Tall Grass Brewing Company. Where are they located? No fucking clue. Let's see here. They're from Manhattan, Kansas. So I've never had anything from their brewery before, but the damn it, I lost the window. This is just great. The Buffalo Sweat Oatmeal Cream Stout is 5% alcohol by volume. It has 14 IBUs, has a whole host of different malts and hops. And it when I poured it, it poured very thick, had a very thick head, and it's available all year round, but the website says we often hear from fans who swore they'd never enjoy a stout until they tried Buffalo Sweat. I mean, who wouldn't want to drink some Buffalo Sweat? I mean, some have described its rich taste, creamy mouthfeel, and sweet lingering finish as liquid chocolate chip cookies made with espresso. If you only try one dark beer in your life, Buffalo Sweat will change your entire perception of how a stout should taste. Again, it's I started drinking it already. I like it. It is, you can definitely taste the chocolate that's in there. You can taste the like a very dark roast coffee. It's just black as night as a stout should be. And I quite enjoy it. It's a nice kind of sweet stout. I rated a 4 on Untappd.
So now if somebody asks you what Buffalo Sweat tastes like, you'll know.
It tastes like chocolate. Wait, hold on. It tastes like chocolate chip cookies made with espresso. I would say, and as a matter of fact, as I drink a little bit more, the chocolate's really sticking out. So there's a good deal of chocolate in this stout as well. So I am a fan. I like it. I got it as part of a 6-pack, I think. Yeah, 6-pack. It's definitely one that if I'm just kind of looking for something outside of my normal picks when I go to the store, I see it, I might pick it up again. It's good.
All righty. I've got a Great Lakes Brewing Company Commodore Perry IPA. And this is Great Lakes Brewing Company, which is out of Ohio. And the website says, what's this? A British-style IPA named after the man who defeated His Majesty's Royal Navy in the War of 1812. Consider this a bold, hoppy, and mildly ironic plunder of war. It's dry and well-hopped with an arsenal of caramel malt flavors befitting the hero of Lake Erie. And it is 7.7% alcohol by volume, 70 IPUs. So it is quite hoppy. And it says pairs with spicy foods, carrot cake, and glorious sideburns. And if you look at the bottle or the art, it's got Commodore Perry there with his big old hairy sideburns. But it's a three-time medal award winner since 1996 gold, It says, from the World Beer Championship and the 1992 bronze medal. I'm going to give it a sip and see what I think.
While you're doing that, I know I've had the Edmund Fitzgerald Porter. They actually had an episode 6. You've had this, by the way.
I did?
You drank it on episode 6. One thing I have not done is drank beer that I've actually already drank on the show. But,
well, the weird thing is I thought it sounded familiar, and I looked it up on Untappd, and it wasn't in there.
After you gave me shit for drinking a beer that you had already drank last week when I had the Coconut Hewa Porter, you drank a beer that you've already drank.
Let me look on my shelf here. There it is! It seemed familiar, and I don't know why I didn't log it.
Is it as good?
Maybe
as
that was one of those where I forgot and then I just didn't go back and put it in.
Is it as good as it was last time? You liked it.
I don't know, because I didn't rate it. But you know, the funny thing is, when I went to go pick, I was trying to figure out what the sixth one was going to be. And I did a build your own, and I put 5 in there, and I did get another Great Lakes that I'm pretty sure, well, at least on tap set, I didn't have, and I don't see the bottle up there.
According to the two Bobs, you haven't drank any Great Lakes Brewing Company beer other than the Commodore IPA.
Too funny. Well, I'll have to go back to episode 6 and see what I thought. But
what's funny is, as soon as I saw the bottle, you're like, yeah, there's a picture, and I'm thinking, damn, that looks kind of familiar. Like, I mean, I go to a lot of beer places to get my beer every week, but you know, and I'm like, maybe I saw it there. And then I'm like, wait a second. There was the one week when I had the Edmund Fitzgerald Porter and and I specifically remember us both drinking Great Lakes Brewing, coincidentally drinking Great Lakes Brewing Company beers on the same episode. But
well, it was the last one I added because I couldn't find the sixth one. And I said, well, according to Untappd, I don't have this one. So let me go ahead and grab it. And then I was just in the mood for an IPA. So, well, joke's on me then.
Yeah. It's worth talking about again. I mean, just in case our listeners didn't listen to episode 6, you know,
36 episodes back. So, well, win some, lose some. next week will be better.
You can't always be not crazy, right?
Well, actually, speaking of next week, this episode will be coming out the week of Thanksgiving, and we didn't really touch on this just yet. But next week's episode that we would normally record during the week of Thanksgiving for the 27th of November will be a best of. So we're putting together a couple things for that one, and stay tuned. That one I'll have a new beer.
Yeah, we gotta give ourselves a week off here and there. So I think we'll give ourselves that week off, and then, you know, I'm sure around Christmas at some point we might, you know, give ourselves another week off and do another best of. But you know, we'll kind of see how the schedules play out, and it'll be interesting because, I mean, we're coming up on a year here as far as the two Bobs. You know, we started planning this kind of mid 2016, mid to late 2016, we decided start the new year off right, and January we started recording. We recorded episode 1, so it's kind of cool that we're hitting that 1 year mark.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to look and see what all of next year brings for us.
Absolutely. And by the way, if you want to, you know, hear about the beers that we're drinking and find out about what we've all the times that Robert has drank the the Commodore Perry IPA. You can follow us on Untappd, which is a social network for beer drinkers. And you can download the app on all the mobile things, which is spelled UNTAPPD. I can be found at PhilRoberts33.
And I'm available at RobertK328.
Have you ever watched, I don't know if we've talked about this on the show before, but I've been addicted to American Horror Story.
I have not. I've tried to start it. Melissa frightens easily, so we don't tend to watch that. My daughter, Madeline, does like to watch it. I need to try it. I keep seeing, and each season is different from what I understand, so I'm intrigued by it, and I think there have been a couple seasons where there's been somebody that's on there that I've heard has done a really good job, and I want to watch it. I haven't dived in yet.
So, I mean, it's won awards, it's won Emmys and things like that, but I just finished last season, which is Roanoke, which okay. was, that's the name of it. And basically, you're right, every season is kind of like its own little mini series. So I didn't know this going into it, so I watched the first season that came out, and then I started watching the second one, and like I finished the first season and started the next episode of the second the first episode of the second season right after that, and I was so confused because I'm like, why all of a sudden are they in an insane asylum, and why are all these characters different people now? Because they bring new people in and they remove old people, but a lot of the same there's a lot of the same cast that are in multiple, if not every season so far, but they're in different roles. So it was very interesting to me, but Roanoke was really good. But I would say it's, for me, it was the scariest of all of them. And it's kind of funny because, you know, I think it was yesterday morning, Kelly woke up and she goes in the family room. We have, a big door wall in there, and we have curtains that go over that cover the door wall, and the curtains were closed. Well, I never close the curtains. So Kelly goes, why did she have the curtains closed? I'm like, because I was scared. And it's really dark in our backyard. And I, it kind of freaked me out because it was like, it was a scene where they were in the house and there were people outside and kind of crawling through the woods. And, you know, we don't have woods, but we have just like a lot of trees and we have a very secluded backyard. So it kind of freaked me out just enough to where I got up and, and shut the drapes. But this one I think you'd actually like because it is clown related.
Oh no.
Not good clown related, like, you know, evil murdering clowns related. So I immediately, as soon as I saw the clowns, because of your obsession with Pennywise, I'm like, Robert would probably actually like this season. So you might want to check the season out. The old seasons are on Netflix. But you know, it serves me right though, because I don't scare easily, but one thing I do love to do is scare other people. Kelly and several of my coworkers will attest to the fact that I do just love, and it's always very subtle. It's never anything crazy. It's always just like standing around a corner. So when somebody walks out, I'm right there. And sometimes I don't even say anything. I'm just present when they don't expect somebody to be there, and it just freaks them out. So, how are you with that? Do you like to scare other people?
I don't like to be scared, but I do like to inflict the scaring. Like I said earlier, Melissa startles easily, so she's really, almost to the point where you have to kind of wear bells around, because if she's in the bathroom and washing her face or whatever before bed, or just somewhere where she doesn't expect anybody to be, and if you kind of come in the room or she turns around and she sees you for whatever reason, she's just kind of in that zone and in that mode where she's not expecting anybody else to be there. And I said, well, you live in this house. There's four of us that live here. So at any given point, there's going to be somebody in the room, but she just gets in her zone. So it's kind of one of those things where she'll turn around and, sometimes I just get frustrated. I go, why are you doing that? But Madeline, I like to scare, and she's our almost 16 year old. And she's constantly on her phone, and she's walking around and she's thinking about stuff, either school or soccer or something. She's walking, and I can usually kind of figure out where she's going to go. Like if she goes to the bathroom, our laundry area is right up in the hallway. And it's dark, so I'll kind of duck in that way. And then when she comes out, I'll pop out, or sometimes she's come home from school and I'll hide in a certain spot in the garage, or Our pantry I did the other day, actually, it made me mad because I hid there and I knew they were coming back from, I think it was the DMV, and I hid in there waiting for them, figuring at some point somebody's going to come into the pantry, and it's usually her. And she sat down at the table, and I can see through the window, or not through the window, but I can see through the crack in the door that it's going to be a while. So finally, I just lose it. I say, forget it. And I just walk out. And they both kind of look up. And they're like, what were you doing? And they were calling for me, like, Robert. And they were looking for me. And I said, never mind. You were going to scare us. I said, yeah, I tried, but you guys took too fucking long. So
bastards.
Yeah, they ruined it. And I get all excited when I'm standing there. I'm waiting. It's like almost like I got to go to the bathroom then, because I just get balled up and excited, and I'm ready to just unleash it and then go about my business. But they let me down.
Yeah, I like to do that, or just, you know, even just subtle things like wait behind a door in a bedroom when I know like Kelly's going to be coming in with Colin. And just, again, I don't even say anything. I just wait for Kelly to look over and see this creature behind the door in the shadows. Another one I like is I'd like to hide in the shower. And then, again, it's the same thing. I'll wait, like, in the big bathroom, the toilet and the shower are against the same wall. And there's the sinks and the counter on the other side. And there's mirrors right there. So if you're sitting on the toilet, you can look in the mirror and see the shower and vice versa. So I'll stand in the shower with just the curtain open ever so much and just stand there and wait for her to look up and see me inside the shower. I like the silent, but, you know, but effective scares.
Well, that's kind of like the thing with Melissa, because it's, you're not really doing anything. You're just there. And I can just come in behind her in the kitchen, and that's what it is. So that's the subtle kind of creepy, like you said, like you were expecting something to be on the other side of the glass, not necessarily that it was going to come through the glass and eat you when you were watching this show, but you were expecting at any point to just kind of look up and something be there. And those are some of the actual more powerful, scary parts that can be. And that's exactly what you did.
Have a good time with it. Speaking of scaring, though, so
you're giving me some more ideas, though, so I might have to step up my game a little bit.
I know. I feel like we should, and we should also video record it, although Kelly would murder me if I posted any video of me scaring the shit out of her on social at all. So, but maybe she'd be okay, especially if it happens and she doesn't know it's happening until it's too late and it's already on the internet. An audio recording of the incident. I think I could get an audio recording that's pretty effective.
I know of people that have done that, but we haven't.
So I feel like we should.
I wouldn't worry too much about it.
No, there's a video recording the Chive posted. Did you see that one this morning?
I did.
It was this girl who just loves to scare the shit out of her roommate, and recorded several instances of this happening, and just, she's very effective with it, but just the roommate's reaction, just the pure horror, but followed immediately by hilarity at being scared yet again by a roommate.
Yeah, because they're at completely unexpected times, which is the perfect time to do it. And I liked, I noticed through there that they have some Packers stuff up. Kind of endeared myself to this group here with their Packers.
It must have been when Rodgers was still playing.
Hey, he'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back.
Looks like she's just like you did. She scared her in the toilet. She popped out of the shower.
She said best scare today. It's not even the first one. She's like choking. She just has to sit down.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Just kind of
hiding in the shower.
Are you kidding me? I'm going
to shit. The shower seems like to be the
well, because you're in the bathroom. It's like, you know, it's very private space, and you don't expect anybody else to be in there. It's not a common area.
So how was your day?
Holy shit, fuck.
Hello!
Shit, motherfucker.
And I like about these that they, the sounds, they don't sound like they were planned or like they were made up.
No, no. She had a bowl of cheese, like hot cheese.
giant bowl of hot cheese, and she almost dropped it.
See, Walker Robbins here.
Fucking A, dude. Drink close!
Still going?
Oh, man.
I look at myself.
She's outside behind her car. She walks up.
And then, and she just completely fell down there. She was so scared. She just, her legs just buckled.
I'm going to pee.
Shit myself.
Oh, man, that's good.
Oh, the chive.
So, yeah. Well, if you like to scare anybody, definitely let us know. If you've got any audio or video of it, send it our way.
Oh, my God. That'd be awesome. We could get a Two Bobs fan to send in video or audio of them just scaring the shit out of somebody. You would be our hero. So, you know.
Or any ideas that you have. We've already given you a couple of the ones that we've used. So, if you've got any, let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. What's also popular are these, and we don't have to go too far into it, but there's these couples pranks that are out there. So, one thing I love to do that I will do every once in a while and just sit there and watch for just hours. Well, maybe not hours, but a good amount of time. Just go to YouTube and search for couples pranks. There's a lot of good ones out there. Just husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, significant others, just, you know, scaring the shit out of each other. And sometimes some of it's kind of cruel, but it's also hilarious because it's not me.
It's, yeah, better. I watched a couple of those earlier too, and I don't think there's any way that I could get by with that.
No, me neither. I'm starving.
I am starving. I'm thinking about Thanksgiving. Do you guys usually have a big Thanksgiving feast, or do you do kind of like a smaller get together?
You don't do small on Thanksgiving. You eat yourself into a food coma is what you do.
Right.
You know,
but are you surrounded by a bunch of people?
Absolutely. So, you know, I think this year we're going to Kelly's cousin's house. My in-laws usually host, but my mother-in-law is recovering from some shoulder surgery. So they're not hosting this year. So we got this. So, yeah. But, you know, we have, you know, turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and carrot, you know, veggies and rolls and all that stuff. Green bean casserole. That's a great time to have green bean casserole. Oh, cheesy potatoes.
So pretty traditional stuff, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's the stuff that people usually... It's the same stuff that Christopher Columbus and the Pilgrims served to the Indians, minus the poison. And so, I mean, it's good.
Well, I used to have friends, and I've talked about them in the past. I think when we were talking about...
You used to have friends.
I used to have friends, but I used to live near these friends. What an asshole. But no, they used to live up in the area, and they've since moved back to Texas. But being from Texas, whenever I would go over there for Thanksgiving, they would have enchiladas. And I always thought that was just kind of the weirdest Thanksgiving, but I found myself looking forward to it just because it was different. But they've been gone, probably 10 years now. So I kind of missed that. I was just kind of wondering what people in other areas do, them being from Texas and doing the enchiladas versus the traditional stuff here. Sounds like you guys pretty much do the same thing we do.
Yeah, I mean, we have the pumpkin pies and, you know, the cranberry relish and all this shit you usually have with Thanksgiving. Now, there was something on Thrillist, though, and I put the link on there. You did.
Yeah.
One of us did. And actually, it broke down by state the most popular Thanksgiving traditions but you know what's weird, I'm looking at it, I don't know, I call bullshit a little bit, because not one of these fuckers put turkey.
Well, no, I think that already goes there, but yeah, there was some weird stuff, and I asked you about it earlier, but Michigan says chili.
I've never had chili. No, who eats chili? It's like, that's something you have during the summer at a cookout. Like, that's not something you have. I mean, I love chili, don't get me wrong, and you know, we have our fair share of you know, like deer hunting's really popular, and especially in the northern part of Michigan, where those people are different than we are. But
their heads are shaped funny.
Yeah, like, well, yeah, a little bit. They talk weird too. It's weird. I guess, you know, so venison's very popular, and I have I've had venison chili, but never on Thanksgiving. And I'm looking for Virginia, where you're from. It says macaroni and cheese.
That's normal.
I think that's more normal. Like, we do the cheesy potatoes, but I mean, just having like casseroles with cheese and fat and calories and carbohydrates, and I think that's normal, but still, just, I don't know.
There's weird stuff on here. Ohio buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah.
Which sounds great. And Alabama sausage balls. I would love to eat that, but it doesn't sound like it's much of a.
Iowa, it's monkey bread. What the fuck?
I want to say that I've had that, but I couldn't tell you what it was. Shrimp in Arizona.
In Mississippi, chicken spaghetti. What?
The family's coming over for chicken spaghetti.
It's a fucking, what? Wait, hold on. Buffalo chicken dip in Ohio. That's,
and West Virginia.
I mean, that sounds good. Actually, buffalo chicken dip in Pennsylvania too. Wow. Wisconsin's just shrimp. Fucking, you just peel and eat shrimp.
That's the same as Arizona, which is two complete different states.
Yeah, that's weird. What are sausage?
Cheesecake.
I'm going to go to Alabama and get some sausage balls.
That's good. It's sausage and it's rolled in like flour, and then you can fry it.
All right, I'm sold.
You can bake it.
Yeah, you don't have to sell to me anymore. Where do I sign?
I like Alaska. Their Thanksgiving tradition is cinnamon rolls.
So it's as fancy as they get up there. I'm surprised it doesn't say like ice.
Yeah.
Tuna.
That's right. Salmon. Not, I don't know that I agree with all this, though, because it says chili for Michigan, and you said no. The mac and cheese, I agree.
I don't know, Robert.
We've got listeners in a bunch of these states, though. Arizona, Illinois, Utah. So you guys have to let us know. We'll put the link in the show notes, and you take a peek and let me know if this is bullshit or not.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. We can argue about this all night, though.
Yeah, as a top contributor to Thanksgiving food favorites for generations, General Mills is celebrating this year by sharing the most popular and unique Thanksgiving food traditions that represent each state, with data aggregated from top searches on BettyCrocker.com, Pillsbury.com, and more. So it's real data.
So, well, speaking of food, because we like to talk about food.
We love to eat.
There's a BuzzFeed article. It basically... Well, the title is, it's time we clear up these 9 food arguments once and for all. I kind of want to go through these. I haven't seen the whole list yet, but yeah. You posted this on our little thing here, and I kind of want to go through, specifically because with every single one, it lets you choose.
Yeah.
It lets you vote on it. So does it give you like a score at the end? Does it tell you like you're a bad person or...
I think we'll find out. You know, the thing is, we've talked a little bit about this. If you go back to the grilled cheese, I think I was talking to you about whether you put the butter on the bread or butter on the pan. And then we got into the whole two sides. And I actually was talking to somebody about that today. I think it was the, and I saw that it's on here, but I'll let you know once we hit it. But it was funny, even just that it came up, and it was ironic because I had this on the list. I like to see how the results are and see how we compare.
All right, let's do it. And as always, we'll argue about it and tell each other that we're stupid and wrong, because that's what we do.
Number one.
All right. So number one, why don't you take it? Because again,
well, since I'm on.
Rad.
Number one, condiments on the fries or on the side?
Ooh.
And this looks like it's mayonnaise and ketchup, which I know mayonnaise is a big thing on French fries up there in Canada.
Well, you mix the mayonnaise and the ketchup and it makes fancy sauce.
It is. That's what, Thousand Island, or was that? I think it's Thousand Island. Or it's that Big Mac sauce.
I don't know. But what's really big up here, or well, not so much here, but in Canada is, oh my God, what is it called when they take the fries and they put
poutine.
That's right. When they put the cheese curds on the fries with the gravy and they make poutine. I've never actually had it, but I've heard it's delicious. And, you know, I'm close to Canada, so I can probably get some somewhere. Back to the condiments on the fries or on the side. My vote is, I'm going to just put them right on the fries.
Ooh, I said on the side, which according to the votes, 89% like it on the side, 11% put them right on there.
Why just?
And I've seen memes like that too, where it says there's two kinds of people, and it's French fries with the ketchup on top and French fries with the ketchup on the side. And you can control your ratio a little bit better if you have it on the side.
Well, I will say this though. If I'm like going to a restaurant or like a drive through or something to grab fries,
yeah,
and let's say there's cheese or there's chili or something on them. Well, chili, I Chili, I feel like, just needs cheese and chili need to go right on the fries. This is me, though. But if that's the
that's different, though. You know, that's not, I don't know. That's not really kind of what I was going. That's part of the,
well, yeah, I guess so.
It's part of the assembly.
I will say this. If it's ketchup, I put it on the side. I don't usually eat fries with ketchup, but when I do, it's usually on the side. Or, like, again, if I'm going through a drive-thru, even if it's something that I would want to put right on top of the fries, I'll have them put on the side because I don't want the fries to get all soggy by the time I get home. But yeah. Anyway, so 89% would agree with you on that one, Robert, that the condiments go on the side. Number two.
They better.
You butter your toast before adding Nutella? Well, so I don't know if I've ever had Nutella on toast before. I've had Nutella before because it's...
I don't know that I've even had it.
It's delicious.
We get those little cups that have the little bread sticks. The
sticks. Yeah, those are pretty good.
Ben gets those, but I've never had it.
Nutella's good on, like, you can put it on ice cream. I have had it before, but if I were to make toast with Nutella or bagel with Nutella, I can't say I'd put butter on it, because why would you put... No, I wouldn't put butter on it. That's just me.
Part of me wants to say yes, because I think if it's sweet, then maybe the butter kind of dumbs it down a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think you're going to have conflicting flavors there, so I'll say no.
Yeah, I think
my first time, if I were to make some, I wouldn't put it on there. No. I would only put it there because it told me to.
Now, I will say this. If I'm putting jelly on it, I will put butter. But I let the butter melt. I let it melt. I'm not a fucking animal. All right, so 86% would agree no butter on the toast before we add the Nutella.
Now, speaking of animals, number three, milk before cereal or cereal before milk. There's only one right answer
here. And I'll tell you, if it's the wrong answer, this is it. 42 episodes done.
Well, I have a good idea because, again, there can only be one right answer, and it's cereal first.
Obviously. How can you control the amount, the ratio, if you're adding? Because my rule is I put the cereal in, and then I add the milk. Just enough till I start to see the cereal like rise up just a little bit, and then that's enough. It's enough to have a little bit of mixture of cereal and milk on my spoon, but not have a ton of milk left over when it's all done. It's not wasteful. That's just me.
Yeah. Now this is the one that I was talking to somebody about today.
Oh, and by the way, 93% of people would agree that cereal goes first, and the other 7%. You know, you should go on the other side of Chump's wall when he's finished with it.
And it's a lot of people, too. It's 337,000 votes said yes and 26,000 said milk first. So
that's disgusting.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's not like there's just like a dozen people voting on these.
Right. Number four. Sure.
All right, what do we got here? Toss your pasta with the sauce in the pot. Or plop that sauce right on top after. This is hard for me because one...
They both look delicious.
Yeah, one way tastes better to me, but one is a lot... So first off...
You're going to give away your answer with those.
Yeah, well... So,
but that's okay.
Me, if I had to choose, a lot of the times I do it the other way because it's just easier... especially if Kelly's making dinner and I'm not home from work and things like that, where she'll put the sauce on the side, aside from the noodles. And then I mix it when I go to eat it and warm it up. But I do prefer taste wise to mix it in before serving. I think it just, the noodles soak up more of the flavor.
Yeah. As a kid, we always did it with it on top where you would put the sauce on top and then just kind of take your fork and mix it up a little bit at a time. But Melissa has introduced me to the mix it in before serving camp. So make your noodles and then put all the sauce in there and then start stirring.
And by the way, if you go to like a fancy restaurant that has pasta or anything, like that's how they make it, is they cook the noodles into the pasta. You know, so they cook the sauce, they add the noodles, they stir it up, heat it up that way, and then they serve it. So good. I'm glad that we're on the same page with that. And by the way, BuzzFeed, the results are very close. 51% said mix it in before serving versus 49% that says they'll dish on their own sauce at a later time. So it is very, very evenly matched.
Number five, do you eat pizza with a fork and knife or with your hands?
This one upsets me that this is even a question.
Obviously with a fork and knife.
Oh my God. Robert.
No, with my hands. No, I'll use a fork and knife if it's hot, mostly because for Benjamin, if it's too hot, I cut it, but then I still leave it. I cut him like half of the slice and then let it cool, and he'll eat it that while he waits for the rest of it to cool. But yeah, you got to do your hands. There's no fork and knife.
No. I would agree with that. And BuzzFeed does too. It's a commanding
91%.
Yeah, commanding lead. Eat it with your hands. The 31,600 of you that said you eat it with a fork and a knife, you're a monster.
Now, if it's one of those big, thick Chicago ones where it's like 2 inches thick of pizza, maybe you do.
No.
It's almost like a casserole point. So thick.
Robert, you don't eat pizza with a fork and a knife. You fucking grab that shit in your bear claw. I don't care how big of a mess you make. And you just eat it like a man. I disagree with fork and knife when it comes to pizza. That is a finger or a hand food. Figure out a way to do it. All right, number six, before I get all pissed off here. Ice cream in a cone or in a cup? Again, this is another one for me that kind of like, it depends. I love waffle cones. So if it's just ice cream, I will put in a waffle cone. But if there's top,
but not a sundae, no, though.
If there's toppings, if there's other things on it, I like that in a cup. I'm going to say in a cone just because what is pictured here is just simply a scoop of ice cream and nothing else.
Yeah, if you're just getting ice cream, it doesn't say, or you get a sundae in a cone or a cup. It just says ice cream. I'm going to say a cup.
You are part of the minority group here, Robert.
Barely, though.
Yeah, 55% versus 45%. I mean, that's a 10% lead. That's
pretty good. It's still close.
Hillary would have killed for that.
Sweet foods or savory foods for breakfast? So do you like the cereal with the fruit on it and a piece of toast with jelly?
I like all of it.
Or do you like the toast with cheese and an egg?
All those things. I like them all. Like my idea. Okay. So, all right. Well, you answer. This is your number. You answer first.
My question.
I'm sorry. I'm stepping on your turn.
I really like sausage, but I'm not a huge egg fan. And if I had to choose between what's here, so the looks like, I guess, granola with some yogurt and fruit on it and the toast with the fruit, I'd pick that over the egg and the sausage with cheese. That would be my choice. I'll pick sweet.
For me, it's tough because I love pancakes, and especially if they're like pancakes that have like other things. Like there's a brunch place by my work that has really, really good like French toast, and they fancy them. They have like they have the pancakes, but they have like the red velvet cake pancakes that has all the stuff on it. And that's
still sweet.
Yeah, though. That's all really good. But I'll say this. I love all that. But at the end of the day, I'll usually go for like the omelet or something savory. So for me, if I have it, I love them both and I'll eat them both. But I go with savory over sweet any day of the week.
69-31. Pick the savory as well.
Man.
That's bigger than I thought.
That's what she said. This one's
yours, yeah. And I already know my answer. I'm chiming in.
All right, I know. Do you like your hot dogs with just the basic toppings, or do you like to load them down with as much as possible? I'm a simple guy when it comes to hot dogs. Like I'll eat most hot dogs with just mustard on it. You know, even like my brats and stuff, I'll put mustard. I might put onions on there, but it's pretty much like that's as exotic as I get. So for me, I'm just kind of more, less is more when it comes to hot dogs for me.
Now, I pick the Chicago style. If I've got the choice, I'm putting shit on there. Now, if I go to 7-Eleven, I'll just put usually the mustard and some onions, or mustard and sauerkraut. And that's just it. But if I've got the option, and they've got this Chicago dog that's here with the hot peppers and the relish and all that shit on there, that's what I'm going
that
for.
That does sound pretty good, though. It all sounds really good, though. That's the thing. I mean, yeah. I don't care.
Well, there's a hamburger place near here that has that, and it's actually a hamburger's place called Freddy's, and they've got a Chicago dog. And I think the first probably 8 or 9 times we went there, I got the Chicago dog. And then finally I said, I got to finally try the hamburgers, but that hot dog is so good.
I'll go either way on that one, but
there's no wrong answer.
It's all good. It's still a fucking hot dog, right?
Yeah, it's not like this one. It's not like cinnamon roll with or without raisins. There's an obvious answer here, too.
There is to me. I'm just wondering if it's the same obvious answer that you have.
Without raisins.
There's no reason to put dried up grapes on my cinnamon roll. Am I trying to be healthy when I'm eating a cinnamon roll? Am I concerned about the calories and the fats and making sure that I have a nice balanced breakfast that includes fruit at that point?
No, I'm not.
Without raisins. No. Without a doubt, without raisins.
All right. Well, I don't know how many we disagreed on, but that was fun.
I think we mostly agreed. I think the stuff that we disagreed on, I think we were kind of moderate in them. Like, we weren't so, like,
it was ice cream in the cone or the cup.
Yeah, I mean, the important things, like how we eat pizza, I mean, we agreed on that one.
And cereal.
Cereal. So, all right, there will be an episode 43 in a couple weeks.
Well, we'll post that link in the show notes as well. And if you disagreed with any of that, or if you agreed and you feel strongly, let us know.
Pouring a beer here. Number two, pouring a vanilla Java Porter, which is
one. Oh, man, you're like, you got 1,000 of those things.
One of my go-tos. Well, it turns out Atwater Brewery, they've produced more than one batch of the vanilla Java Porter to try to turn a profit. So good news is people keep buying them, so they keep making them.
Well, that's good. Well, I think it's time for some crazy news. Now, the one thing that happens with food is, depending on what you eat, and particularly if you're going to eat one of those Chicago dogs, there's a good chance that you're going to be gassy.
Well, speaking of gas, so this guy in Kansas City, Missouri, was being interrogated by the police. And I think this might just be the first time where gas, an overwhelming flatulence, admitted by this guy who was being interviewed, actually shut down the interrogation.
Yep. So the police interrogation of a Kansas City man charged with drug and gun offenses ended prematurely when an investigator was driven from the room by the suspect's excessive flatulence.
A detective reported that when asked for his address, 24-year-old Sean Sykes Jr., leaned to one side of his chair and released a loud fart before answering. Kansas City Star reports that Sykes continued to be flatulent, and the detective was forced to quickly end the interview.
Sykes appeared in court Monday, charged with being a felon in possession of 3 firearms and possession with intent to sell cocaine. The charges stem from police traffic stops this month and in September in Kansas City, Missouri.
The Federal Public Defender's Office hasn't responded to an Associated Press email seeking comment Friday. What's funny, this is actually from a CBS affiliate, or local affiliate station.
So it's real. NAP.
Yeah, it's not like last week where we had the crazy old lady who sent her 65 cats to steal things from neighbors. Like, this is real news. This really actually happened. What do you think might have caused the flatulence? I feel like
he's probably a milk before the cereal guy, and that's what would have done it. If I had to guess.
I feel like we should probably, he probably eats his, you know, he probably ate pizza with a fucking fork and knife, and that's what caused the flatulence. So I feel like we have plenty of questions to ask Mr. Sykes. And if luck should have him, we actually have him here. He's there in my podcast studio right now. I think we could ask him some questions.
Well, I think I'll start.
All right. Well, let me put him on the mic here. Hold on a second. Hey, Mr. Sykes, you ready? Okay, great. Okay.
Hello, Mr. Sykes. How are you?
Sorry about that.
What can you tell us about your drug and gun offenses?
Well, you know, see, hold on. Oh, man. God. Oh, sorry. I'm just gearing up for Thanksgiving. I had some chili.
You do?
I'm in Michigan.
Oh, so you're from Michigan.
Everybody eats chili in Michigan for Thanksgiving. So, anyway, what happened was I was mealing around some dogs in my rectum, and what happened was, I think it made some air kind of get trapped up there, and it all just came out when I was being interrogated by the police.
So it's not nothing you did on purpose. It just happened to happen.
Yeah. I mean, you know what you do is you put the cocaine in a condom and you wrap it up real nice and tight and you just stick it up there. But sometimes,
a little bit of air gets past there.
It does. It does. It gets stuck up there.
No, according to Thrillist, the Thanksgiving preference there for the Missouri area is breakfast casserole. Do you eat a lot of breakfast casserole for Thanksgiving?
Oh, there we go. Yeah, but what I do is I take the breakfast casserole and I stick it together in a ball and I bread it and fry it before I eat it, and I add chili peppers to it.
That's like the sausage ball.
Oh, it is. It is, but it gives you a little bit more gas.
Yeah. Well, I understand that. Ooh. Now, do you put venison in your chili, or you just like regular chili, like Wendy's?
Ooh, just regular chili. But I put a little bit of sorry about that. Ooh.
I understand.
I put laxatives. I put laxatives on my food though because I have trouble going sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, you got all that cocaine up there. It's not. It's got to block it.
And you got to make it so it comes out. Oh, it's got to come out just as easy as it went up there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, you know, Rob's got a bidet if you want to shoot some water up there and kind of loosen up anything that may be lodged.
Well, not gay. I don't have stuff shooting at my ass.
No, I don't.
I might stick cocaine up there, but you know.
Yeah, you can go in the bathroom. There's a little button you press. It'll do all the work. Nobody has to be in there with you.
It'll be our secret.
Unless you come out and choose to tell us, but I think you're pretty open with what's going on back there.
I need some guns. You got any guns?
No.
Damn, the cops took my guns.
Yeah, but you're innocent though, right?
Yeah, no, I'm innocent. What happened was I was walking down the street eating my chili.
Yeah.
And with my laxatives in it, and somebody done threw me down on the ground and stuck condom syrup full of cocaine up my butt.
Yeah.
And then they stuck guns in my hands and in my pockets and put my fingerprints all over them and made me start shooting people.
It was a setup then.
It was. I was framed.
Sons of bitches. Well, I hope you'll be able to get over to the pharmacy and get something to control that gas, and hopefully your lawyer is able to get you off on what you need to.
I shit myself in the holding cell.
Oh, that'll get you free quickly. That's good behavior.
Let's just say that my Laura wasn't the only one getting me off when I was in jail.
Do you need to go use the restroom now?
Too late.
It's like they're coming a little bit fast and furious now.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, man. Rob's not going to like what I just did to his chair.
All right, Mr. Sykes. Well, you have a good evening. We got to wind this up. I don't know if anybody is really appreciating all this stuff you're doing right now.
I don't think anybody will appreciate that. All right, Mr. Sykes. Appreciate. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Sykes, for coming in and talking to the two Bobs today. Please get your ass away from my microphone.
Ooh, that was rough.
That was rough. You should.
I got to commend you for having a felon in your house.
You should smell it in here. I'm wearing a gas mask.
I thought you were back in World War II for a second.
Oh, that was bad. That was bad.
That was funny.
That was bad. Good. Well, you know, I hope all goes well for Mr. Sykes. I hope that you know, he finds a way to control his flatulence so they can finish their interview.
He might be put out in the cell block A all by himself.
He has neck tattoos too. I don't know if you noticed. I don't know what they say though.
Lover.
It just, there's a poop emoji. No.
Oh man, I wonder if he's ever had soft parade.
We almost went a whole episode without pissing Kelly off by making a comment about soft parade. At least, I mean, we made it this long. We're an hour, you know, over an hour, and depending on how much of that fucking shit gets cut out, we're probably an hour into the episode here before we mention my poor wife and her soft parade. She still has a bunch in the fridge. I'm waiting for her to drink it so that it's not in the fridge anymore, but
yeah. It's Thanksgiving week. I'm sure she'll finish it by the end of the week.
I feel like she should. She's home during the day. She can drink alone while she's home with our kids, right? That's normal.
That's right. Drink the soft parade while you're washing clothes and doing everything else.
Drink it all the way. Drink it all the way. Yeah.
Well, that's episode 42.
Another one down. Another one bites the dust.
Well, hopefully everybody has a great Thanksgiving, and we'll see you on the other side.
Yeah. By the way, don't forget to check out the Two Bobs at thetwobobs.com. We're on all the social things at Two Bobs Podcast. Also, don't forget to check out some of the other BS Podcast Network shows like Nerds with Words. There's Live from the Middle Urinal, Full Belly Laughs, and Man Cave Chronicles, Magic Our Way, Batman versus James Bond, and more. And you can find those at bspodcastnetwork.com.
And we also have a phone number in case you want to leave us a voicemail or send us a text message.
Yeah, I noticed that you had a phone number.
The phone number, you say, that is 530-882-BOBS. That is 530-882-2627. You can tell I'm not as drunk as I was last week when I did that, because I struggled with that last week.
All right, we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewelbeat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com. All right.